Hey, welcome to Emma House's podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about my historical analysis on XXXTentacion. So, it's just going to be a podcast. I chose to do podcast because, you know, it's more fun. And it's, instead of, like, writing, it's more of a 1v1 type of conversation that I'm going to have with myself. And, yeah. So, let's talk about it. Who is XXXTentacion? Personally, I think X is one of the best artists of all time to me, but people can have their own preference. Hey, it is what it is. So X's real name is Jonce Dwayne Ricardo Orfori. He was born in January 23, 1998, June 18, and he died in June 18, 2018, which was pretty sad. Worst day of my life. Hey, let's move on from it. So he was born and raised in Florida, where he was, you know, this wild kid from Florida who grew up with his grandma. I mentioned that he grew up with his grandma means, you know, growing up with your grandparents, they tend to show us the world before our parents do, which means that they care, but they also want to show you more than what your parents want to show you. This becomes really, really handy, or this because this is something we're gonna talk about when we're talking about how he influences his audience and how he connects to them. So before we even get to his, you know, popular songs and all that, I think X was the best artist to me because, you know, when he dropped his first album, 17, and question mark, the crazy part was this guy would put, instead of intro, he would talk in the intro. He would say things like, you know, if you're listening to this and if you can't connect to this music as like other rappers, don't buy it. Like, this is not for everybody. This is meant for the person listening to it. You know, I think when artists say things like, you know, when they connect to their audience very well, I think they can, you know, gravitate out of that, which is a genius, musical genius. He has good songs, Moonlight, you know, Sad, all these songs that have, like, you know, variety. No, I don't want to say variety. I want to say versatility. That's what really he has. He is very, you know, he doesn't have this one only thing. So let's talk about how, you know, X had an audience in 2017, 2016, where he started off being popular and, you know, being this rage guy. So X, like I said, he grew up with his grandma, which, you know, yeah, he go out, you know, it's not really that strict, you know, a parenthood, you know, because his mom and dad, you know, had a divorce when he was like 3 months, which is, you know, pretty sad for another man. So what happened was, you know, he got arrested. He had charges, you know, wild kid in Florida. What do you expect, right? And then he kept getting arrested. But he, during those times, he was, you know, he had the little underground buzz where everybody knew him, but not the mainstream. You know, when I say everybody, it's like the city of Florida, the city who, you know, who has his own age, like, his age group was 13 to 19, which, you know, they deeply connect and they just rage. They throw these crazy parties and, you know, when he releases songs. This is 2018 where X's audience took a wide shift, like a crazy shift from, you know, being 13 to 19 year old became to 15 to 26. And this is why. The reason why is because the album number 17. 17 was, oh my god, you give it a listen. I don't know what to tell you. It was such a good album. Like, all this rage he had, all this, you know, allegation he had, all this charges he had, he just expressed it with emotion, with like words that, you know, people can connect to. Audiences looked at him, you know, that rage kid, to, oh, like, I see where he's coming from. And he talks about depression, anxiety, and all these things human beings go through when they're young. You know, not even when they're young, just in general, when things they go through, right? And he just talks about that, and people were like, oh, hold on, this kid might be, you know, not just this singing dude, or no, not this just raging dude. So the age group of his audience transition to from 13 to 19 to 15 to 26. So yeah. And then You know, like I said, he was a very good songwriter. He writes about himself and how people can relate to him. He talks about loneliness, depression, isolation, anxiety. He talks about violence, sex, drug. You know, hey, he talks about it all. And this is what happened. In 2018, XXXTentacion, before he dies, he released this album called Question Mark. Question Mark was, oh my God. Again, give it a listen. It's so good. It's so good. It's one of those albums when you can't skip. You feel me? So it was that good. And in that album, oh my God. He came from raging to, you know, talk about depression, anxiety, and then now talking about love and his past relationship and how that, you know, depression and loneliness led up to his, you know, relationship, you know? And it was, oh my God, like I'm standing up right now. It's that good. It's that good. And it was because of how he interacted with his audience. Like he before the album, like I said, intro and outro would be him talking about the album. And it's so good. It's so good. It's just when you listen to it, you have more understanding, like, you know, his audience. You know how they were 15 to 26. But with this album, he added something that just changed the world, and its versatility. This man went from singing to screaming. Like, he got me listening to rock, and I don't listen to rock. That's the crazy part. He just changed his flow, singing. He has a good voice. He's not just mumbling. He's actually saying words. Although older people find him, you know, this, what is he saying, you know? I mean, they're all old heads, so I can't blame him. But man, this was, ooh, he was so good. He was really good. So, you know, for Athos, Patos, and Logos, the rhetorical situation was, you know, X on Athos, he's so good establishing, like, personal, like, stories, personal credentials, right? Like, he told so much about, like, his song when X died. I felt like I lost a friend. Like, he was that good. Like, he was so, so good. And I remember, like, till this day, this guy is a topic or something we talk about with my friend group. Like, this guy has so much impact beyond just being an audience and just being a listening to, you know? So for, you know, Patos, he just inspired me in so many levels, so many ways of, you know, He just got an emotional respond out of me, you know? Like, when I listen to his songs and when he talks about depression and how his girl left me, it's almost like she left me. It's crazy. It's almost like she left me and I don't even know her. It's just crazy. You know, he talks about, like, the way she looks, the way she this. So I have, like, an imagination of what he's talking about through his songs. So when I'm, like, his audience, it's wild. He's so good. And even in one of his songs, he says, you know, a lot of people love me or a lot of people give me attention because they feel his pain. They feel, you know, he talks about things not a lot of artists talks about. All these artists talk about, I got this much of money, I got this much of car. When you actually have, you know, an artist that talks about people's feeling instead of, you know, flexing, you're like, oh, this guy's something. So, you know, for Logos, you know, he argues on fact. Nothing but fact. He just tells you fact. That's why his audience is just, you know, he gets you thinking. He's so good that he gets you like, damn, like, when I was hearing a song about, like, you know, how his ex and broke up, I was like, damn, like, she did you like that? And I'm like, whoa, like, what? He got me thinking. I'm like, yo, is all girls the same? Like, what's going on? It's just crazy that, you know, one artist can, you know, release a song in SoundCloud in 2017 with this all rage and emotion and just get, like, a good fan base. His fan base is just, it's just grew and grew and grew. When I say grew, it's not just, like, by amount, by age group. That is huge. This guy had potential to become one of the greatest of all time. To me, he's the greatest of all time, but just for the outside world, he didn't get to show it. And that is my rhetorical analysis project on XXXTentacion. 10 minutes over. See ya.